T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Here, my name is Gary Parrish, speaking from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you weren't operating under the assumption the PGA Tour would take a few days to figure out what they were going to do once LIV Golf got going this morning, because really it only took them about 30 minutes. After 17 tour players teed off in a LIV Golf International Series event just outside of London, the PGA Tour announced all 17 have been suspended. It sent a two-page letter to current tour members that, I don't know how well it played. And it's starting to look like the PGA Tour might have misplayed its hand on this whole thing. Get into it momentarily. Big day in golf. Biggest story in sports. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, old buddy Wright Thompson's going to join me. You know him from ESPN, New York Times best-selling author. He's hosting a night at the Rendezvous tomorrow night from 6 to 8 for fathers and sons. Tickets are $45. That'll get you draft beer, soft drinks, cheese and sausage, ribs, shoulder, chicken, beans, slaw. It also covers tax and tip. Going to be a great meal and a great conversation. I'll talk to Wright Thompson about that and more. Going to join me in the next segment. Finish that, take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point we'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the Celtics. One game three of the NBA Finals. Their fans cussed out Draymond. Wild night inside TD Garden. We'll talk about it around 4:44. LeBron James has publicly stated that he wants to own an NBA franchise someday, and he already knows exactly what city he wants it to be in. I'll tell you what he said a little later on this hour. A local basketball product is transferring to a Pac-12 power. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Penny Hardaway talked with Mark Giannotto this morning about, among other things, the state of his roster. We'll spend a few minutes on that during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cogg is just like always, that I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the big news of the day, and that's that the PGA Tour has suspended the 17 members who are competing in the inaugural LIV Golf International Series event. It announced earlier today, about 30 minutes after the players teed off just outside of London. Among those players, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, Sergio Garcia, and there is speculation that more players are going to join this tour in advance of the second event. Players such as, possibly, Ricky Fowler, and Harold Varner III. Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, sent a two-page letter to every current tour member telling them that these players who have decided to, in defiance of the PGA Tour, play golf for the Saudi-backed league, do not deserve the same membership rights that they have. the ones who have, for lack of a better word, have been loyal. And he said these players have opted to end their PGA Tour careers, you know, for a chase of money, money. And he shamed that a little bit and said that he appreciated the people who have remained loyal. He's with them. They're with the tour. And they will move forward strongly. And I read it, all two pages, a lot of words. And I guess he gave it his best shot. But I don't know if money shaming people is going to work, because it doesn't seem to be working right now. This LIV Golf Series has gone from a thing that Roy McIlroy called dead in the water to a thing that has taken some of the biggest names in golf. Phil Mickelson passed his prime, sure, but undeniably one of the biggest names in golf. Dustin Johnson probably also passed his prime. This is a guy who's won more than 20 times on the PGA Tour, was ranked number one in the world. It's a big name in the world of golf. And if you get, as is expected, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, Ricky Fowler, Harold Varner III, in that group, you've got multiple major winners still in their prime, DeChambeau and Reed, and other guys who are really well-known, identifiable. Ricky Fowler, because he's a good-looking fella. And HV3, because he's one of the few African-Americans who plays on tour. Now, there's a strong belief within the golf world that he'll soon leave the PGA Tour. And so Jay Monahan today did what he had threatened to do, which is suspend players who played in this event or any of these live events in defiance of the PGA Tour, but they did not say for how long. It is vague. It wasn't termed permanent suspension. It's just these people are suspended. If your question is for how long, there is no answer to that right now. It is very much, the way it's written, a indefinite suspension, and perhaps that serves a purpose. It allows the PGA Tour players who left them to be disciplined in a real way, to know that they just can't come back to the PGA Tour in 2 weeks or 5 weeks or 7 weeks or until the PGA Tour says they can. And it also, you know, leaves it open-ended. So if you want to make this a permanent suspension, you can just leave them suspended forever. But what the PGA Tour thought all along was that the threat of this would be a deterrent. The threat of this would make it very difficult for LIV Golf to get off the ground. And that's just clearly not the reality. Once Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson went, I do think it became easier for other guys to go. So now you get reportedly Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed jumping into the second event, and who knows what happens after that. This is a problem that the PGA Tour saw coming, and then I think thought they had headed it off and they were going to be fine. But now it is, in this moment, a bigger problem than I think they deep down ever anticipated being. And they're very much in scramble mode trying to convince their players to be loyal when there is a rival league offering less work for way more money. It's a tough spot, Big Bet Bennett.
Yeah, no question. I am kind of a little surprised by the whole thing, but you know, when you put it that way about if our government's going to take money from the Saudis, like you're not, these guys are not just going to, you're not going to shame them out of this. That's not happening.
I think some guys truly have real moral hangups with taking Saudi money and just will not do it.
Sure.
Roy McIlroy seems to be one of them.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Roy McIlroy, he's got a nice life.
Yeah.
Incredible
a lot
Nike
of sponsors.
Incredible Nike contract.
Yeah.
Roy McIlroy doesn't need this money as much as some of these other players need this money. I'm not saying that means he doesn't really care in the ways that he suggests he cares. I think he does care. He seems genuine when he talks about it. But for a lot of these guys, the Ricky Fowlers and the Harold Varners, this can be real life-changing money. Like, Dustin Johnson is incredibly wealthy no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true, Dustin Johnson just had to sign a 3-year commitment for a guaranteed $125 million. He's, I believe, 38 years old. So follow me here. From the age of 38 to 41, over the next 3 years, he's going to guarantee, it doesn't matter if he never, he could finish last in every tournament. He mm-hmm. won't, obviously, but he could. And he's still guaranteed $125 million. That is roughly $50 million more than he's made playing golf in the previous 15 years.
Yeah.
The money is outrageous. Bryson DeChambeau reportedly getting $100 million guaranteed. Bryson DeChambeau, wealthy no matter what. But $100 million is a lot of money. But you think about the guys like Harold Varner III. What if they're going to give him $30 million guaranteed?
I'd take it.
Well, there was a point in time where I think people thought, if you just keep saying you can't take this blood money, you can't take this blood money, you can't take this blood money, that they wouldn't take the blood money.
Yeah.
But that hasn't worked, and it's now easier, because at first you're going to be like, are you going to be the first guy to take the, quote, blood money? Well, now you'd be just what, the 11th guy to take the blood money?
Yeah. I also think, too, you kind of had this storyline early on of Phil Mickelson, and he's like kind of the face of this thing, and, oh, well, you know, Phil's had his gambling issues, mm-hmm. and you kind of can paint that as like, oh, well, degenerate Phil, you know, needs this money, and so that's why he's doing this. But now that all these other guys are doing it, you can no longer do that.
I think the guys are just looking at it as it's incredible amounts of money for less work against less competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned this yesterday and sort of thought through it earlier today, because I still think there are some people out there who just can't quite grasp what is happening, because you hear people say, well, the Saudis, you know, you can't spend this kind of money on a golf league, on a golf tour. It's not a sustainable business model. So this thing won't last. Like when you hear about, I don't know, the XFL
mm-hmm.
or one of these football leagues. What was the one we just had in town?
The AAF.
Okay, that one.
Rest in peace, Memphis Express.
I was hearing before that even started that it was not a sustainable business model. All right?
It was fun while it lasted.
Just remember, there was a CBS portion of that contract.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've had conversations with people about that league.
He needed your support, GP.
And I was told from the beginning that doesn't feel like a sustainable business model. And it fell apart very quickly. The thing you have to understand about this golf league is it's not a business model. If it were a business model, it would not be a sustainable business model. What that typically means is, can this thing break even or turn a profit? If not, it's not a sustainable business model. But the thing some people keep missing is this is not a business model at all. It is sports washing. It is using sports to launder your reputation. And the Saudis have been doing this for decades, centuries. They do it with F1. They do it with soccer. They do it with WWE. They do it with horse racing. And now they're doing it with golf. It's not a business model. It's a government project. So think about government projects in our country. I think this might make it a little easier for folks to understand. What if tomorrow our government decided we're going to take $2 billion out of our budget and create a national daycare program where there's free daycare for, you know, whatever? Well, that's not a business model. It's just money we're taking to do this thing that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
$2 billion on free COVID tests for every household in America. Well, that's not a business model. You're not going to make money sending people free COVID tests. It's just something we're going to do. It's how we're going to spend our money because we think this is important. That's what the Saudis are doing here. They're taking $2 billion, and they're saying we're going to build a golf league, and we're going to take some of the best golfers in the world from the PGA Tour. And so talking about whether it's a sustainable business model or not is a pointless conversation. The real question is it sustainable? Period. And the answer is yes, if they want it to be. And there's no reason to think they don't want it to be. This is what they do. This is how they spend billions of dollars. It didn't start with golf. It won't end with golf. It's just focused on golf right now. And so I wonder if the PGA Tour hasn't misplayed its hand. And I want to be clear, because if you've listened to me talk about this over the past few months or weeks, I was somebody who said you've got to draw a hard line in the sand, so to speak, and if these players try to go to LIV Golf, you punish them severely, permanent bans, and that will make it more difficult for the other guys to go. Clearly, that was wrong, because it appears the other guys are going. It appears these players are still going to be able to play in the majors, and that's all they care about anyway. So, the threat of suspension has not been a deterrent for at least 17 players. So, I wonder if the PGA Tour wouldn't have been smarter then or going forward, because you can always adapt and adjust of saying, you know what, guys, you want to play in the LIV Golf thing? You can. But you're welcome to come back and play on the PGA Tour whenever you want. Because here's the thing. There's only 8 LIV Golf tournaments, 8 all year. There's 45 PGA Tour events, not counting the playoffs, 48 total. So what if Dustin Johnson missed 8 of them that he would normally play because he's playing in LIV Golf? But what if he still comes to 15 PGA Tour events, still qualifies for the playoff, is still in the FedEx Cup? Like, is that not preferable? Certainly better for golf. Definitely better for our golf tournament. Same thing for Bryson DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson, any of these guys. Ricky Fowler, Harold Varner. I know the PGA Tour has always had these guys exclusively and wanted to keep it that way. But you can't. You're now operating against something that is, in some ways, unbeatable. So I wonder if it wouldn't have been smarter to just acknowledge that and say, hey, this stinks that we're going to lose Dustin Johnson 8 times a year, Bryson DeChambeau 8 times a year, Ricky Fowler 8 times a year, but we're still going to have them 20 times a year. We're still going to have them 17 times a year, and that's better than nothing. I wonder if the PGA Tour, they could go back and start from a different place, if that might be the path you go down. I wonder if CBS and ESPN and these other PGA Tour television partners wouldn't want the PGA Tour to go back and start from a different place. Because if you're CBS, you play a lot of money for golf. And you know what you know right now? As it sits right now, you're never going to have Bryson DeChambeau on TV. You're never going to have Phil Mickelson on TV. You're never going to have Dustin Johnson on TV. You might never have Ricky Fowler, Harold Varner, and you have no idea who else on TV. I'm not acting like those guys are needle movers like Tiger Woods once was. I don't think losing any one of them matters that much. But if you start losing a bunch of these guys, right now it's 17. Not all of them matter, but some of them do. If you lose enough guys who matter some, you've got a greatly diminished product. This is not good for the PGA Tour. I don't think it's good for golf. I think it's great for the golfers who are making more money. But it has gotten messier and more complicated for the PGA Tour than I'm confident they ever thought. And I'm not sure that money shaming the members who haven't left yet and trying to connect with them under the umbrella of loyalty, I'm just not sure that's going to be successful. Over the past week or two, certainly hasn't been. Talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, Wright Thompson's going to join me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run. Here come the menaces to sobriety, like what? Super thuggers thumping on the cut.
Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go.
The Celtics won game 3 of the NBA Finals last night. Now, big favorites to win the NBA championship. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Karkin's going to be here at 5 o'clock. But right now, my next guest, New York Times best-selling author, brilliant writer, great friend. His name is Wright Thompson, and he's hosting a night at the Rendezvous tomorrow night from 6 to 8 for fathers and sons. Tickets are $45. That'll get you draft beer, soft drinks, cheese and sausage, rib shoulder, chicken, beans, and slaw. Also covers tax and tips. Going to be a great meal, great conversation. You can purchase tickets at eventbrite.com. Just go there, do a search for Wright Thompson. It'll pop right up. Bennett, please make Wright Thompson the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Wright Thompson, it's your old pal Gary. How you been, brother?
What is going on, man?
Just trying to get through another day. How's your life?
I'm trying to get through another day. I got the 4-year-old and 1-year-old just left for a walk with the babysitters. The house is blessedly quiet.
Trust me, when you have them that age, you don't take these moments right now for granted. I'm embarrassed. You have to spend these quiet moments talking to me, but I appreciate you being here.
Oh man, thank you. It's my pleasure. Really pumped about tomorrow. You know, I mean, like everybody from the Mississippi Delta, Memphis is off the capital of Mississippi, and so I don't remember the first time I went to the Rendezvous. I just, you know, my dad loved taking me there, and so we're real excited, you know, for tomorrow night, man. $45 all you can eat and drink. That's a pretty good deal. We'll be selling books. People can do their Father's Day shopping if they want to, and it's a fun night out, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, I hate, and I told you this the second you first told me about it, I'm going to be out of town. The wife and I are going to Los Angeles, actually leaving tonight and going to be gone for the weekend. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there. But, listen, I've had nights with Wright Thompson at the Rendezvous and nights with Wright Thompson all over the place. What can folks expect tomorrow night from a night with Wright Thompson?
Well, look, we're going to, like I said, I mean, there's, you know, all the sausage and cheese you can eat and ribs you can eat, and the folks at Wiseacre appreciate them with the Tiny Bomb. And, man, we're just going to eat and drink, and then John Vergas and his daughter Ann and I are going to get up and, talk about the things that I think about in the Rendezvous, which is family and home, and talk about Memphis, talk about Mississippi, answer some questions. I feel like listening to my – you know, dumb butt is the thing you have to put up with in order to get the great deal on the ribs. So that's just your punishment. But I don't know, man. We're real excited.
And, you can be self-deprecating, but the truth is you're a really bright guy and a thoughtful guy, and that's how you've carved out all these different career paths for yourself. But you touch on tomorrow night's about family and, you know, your best-selling book, Pappyland, A Story of Family, Fine Bourbon, and the Things That Last. Also, when did you realize that you there's something there that makes you want to explore these strong family ties, whether it's with fathers and sons or any other aspect of it?
Well, it's fathers and sons. It's also fathers and daughters.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I couldn't wait to take my kids to the Rendezvous, for instance, for the first time. But, you know, I've always been interested in it. You know, I think folks who live and listen in Memphis or listen across the border of Mississippi have spent a lot of time thinking about family and home. And, you know, those are always been subjects I've been interested in, and not just sort of pontificating on, but hearing other people's thoughts and stories. You know, I remember, I don't know if you remember when Ramses II was in Memphis,
sure.
Like the exhibit, and we had a big field trip from Clarksdale, and it was the usual moms driving, and then they let my dad drive. They never let him drive again, by the way, because after it was over, all the moms took all the kids to, like, McDonald's, and my dad took his car to the rendezvous and told a bunch of 9-year-olds, he's like, boys, if you keep eating them, I'll keep buying them. So we were crutching ribs. I remember my friend Jason Whaley, I hope he doesn't live in Memphis now, because he really wanted a ham sandwich, and that just galled Jack Dyson, Big Jack, the waiter. And then Jason asked for ketchup, and it's still a catchphrase in my family. Jack Dyson looked at him and just said, ain't no ketchup in the rendezvous. I've always been into these things. And I'm, you know, we're going to tell some stories tomorrow. We want to hear some stories, too, you know, from people who remember going there with their dad or their granddad, or remember the first time they took their kids there. You know, we want to tell stories and hear stories too.
I'm talking to Wright Thompson, obvious ESPN writer, New York Times bestselling author. Tomorrow night at Night at the Rendezvous with Wright Thompson. It's from 6 to 8. Tickets are $45. Going to get you draft beer, soft drinks, cheese and sausage, ribs, shoulder, chicken, beans and slaw. Covers tax and tip. Great meal, great conversation. You can get tickets at Eventbrite.com. I saw people mention this on your Instagram post about the event, how a lot of Memphians like to look to the Rendezvous as a tourist place. Like, that's where the tourists go, but I would never go there. And the truth is, I, like you, grew up in the Rendezvous. I've been going there for as long as I can remember, and I don't know whether it's the best or the fifth best or the tenth best. I'm not good at ranking things like that. But I've always thought it was just a tremendously fun time and a special place. Like, that, I have as many good memories in that restaurant as I have anywhere else.
Well, you know, it's funny because you do, if you live there, you take it for granted. You know, and I know it's always been, you know, one of the most popular restaurants in the Mississippi Delta, even though it, you know what I mean? Like, we've always driven up for it and really appreciate it. I think folks who live in Memphis might take it for granted. You know, there are a lot of tourists in there, but you also look around and you see people you know, and most importantly, they, I don't know how they do this, but, you know, the staff remembers people, and they never make you feel like, you know, you're only in there 4 times a year. You know, I'm a big room guy, like, in a restaurant. Like, how's the room feel? What are my memories there? And every time I ever go to the Rendezvous, I feel like I'm eating with the people that I'm with, but I'm also eating in some way with everyone I've ever been there with. And so it's one of those places to me that it's sort of magic in the way that it's a time machine. It's a time capsule for your own memories. There are a lot of ghosts in that room. And I just love, every time I'm down there, I feel like, you know, I'm with all the people that took me there. And that's a really special thing that you shouldn't take for granted.
I'm talking to Wright Thompson, a Night at the Rendezvous with Wright Thompson. It's tomorrow night from 6 to 8. You can get tickets at Eventbrite.com. I want to talk to you about a few other things. You were in Wells watching the Ukrainian men's national team try to qualify for the World Cup. They fell just short. I actually watched the match. But what was that experience like, you know, watching these men try to, you know, lift a nation through sport to whatever extent you can do that while in a war with Russia that rages on?
You know, I had a very weird experience on Wednesday night when the Ukraine national team played Scotland. I was in Kyiv, Ukraine, watching the games in an apartment with some guys. And then 4 days later on Sunday, I was in a stadium in Wales. And so I felt like, you know, I had to be one of maybe the only person, but certainly one of only a handful of people who watched one of those games in Ukraine and then watched the next one in the stadium. And the place was going crazy. And, you know, Wales hadn't made it to a World Cup since 1958. So both of these teams had a lot to play for. You know, the game was, it was chippy. It was a little violent. Everybody was yelling at the refs and at each other. And then there was this beautiful moment when the, when it was over and Ukraine had lost, the Ukraine team runs over and they start clapping with like that Viking clap they did that Iceland did several years ago. I don't know if people remember that. But the Ukraine team started doing that and their fans started doing that. And then the entire stadium full of Welsh fans started doing it with them. And it was this really beautiful moment about, instead of like, you know, just celebrating their win, the whole stadium stopped to sort of pay attention to these guys who had somehow managed to escape this war-torn country and come play this game. It was really, really special to be at.
Like I mentioned earlier, you're a really bright guy. Like one funny memory I have, and I don't even know if you remember this, but I think we were at a maybe a Wilco show or something at AutoZone Park, and my German exchange student that we had hosted for a year was back in the States and introduced her to you, and you started talking to her, and you could intelligently talk to her about her country and German politics. And she was, I remember, blown away. She was like, how does he know all this stuff about Germany? I said, I think he just knows everything about everything. I say all that to say, you're a well-read, intelligent guy who has obviously been following what's happening in Ukraine right now. What's the end game? How do you see this thing ending?
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, the thing that is sort of scary, and this feels very modern, but and in fact, it is very old. And so, I mean, the Russians and the Ukrainians were once both part of the same civilization. And in 1240, the Mongols rolled into Kiev, kicked their asses, and everyone splintered. And so some people became Russian and some people became Ukrainian. Other people became Belarusian. And so in one sense, this is a fight over identity and over which culture owns the history of Kiev. And that's been happening for, well, whatever 2022 minus 1240 is. My teachers at Lee Academy can tell you my math sucks. But the and then, you know, every, it's been an article of faith for every Russian leader from, you know, Peter II to Catherine the Great to now, that there's no such thing as Ukraine. And so I don't know how this particular war ends. It probably ends with some sort of stalemate in the East where Russia claims 20-25% of the territory and Ukraine holds on to the rest. But this isn't done. I mean, this has been going on for 900 or 1,000 years, and it'll be going on for another 900 or 1,000 until one of these ideologies emerges victorious. It doesn't really feel like there's room for both points of view when the Russian point of view is there is no such thing as Ukraine or a Ukrainian.
I'm talking to Wright Thompson, A Night at the Rendezvous with Wright Thompson, tomorrow night, 6 to 8, tickets $45, all you can eat, draft beer, soft drinks, cheese and sausage, ribs, shoulder, chicken, bean slaw. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. One of the interesting things you did over the past year is spend a lot of time with Mike Krzyzewski as he was concluding his iconic coaching career. I would assume you might have gotten more one-on-one time with Mike Krzyzewski, certainly over the past year, but maybe ever, you know, throughout his coaching career than anybody else. What did you learn about Mike that maybe you didn't know? What was interesting about him for you?
I was fascinated by, I mean, this is weird because he seems like such a robot on TV. I was surprised by how funny he is. And I was very surprised that, you know, his best friends in the world still were his best friends when he was 8 years old, living in sort of in Chicago, in his Polish neighborhood. You know, it's all these Polish kids from the neighborhood, and they're still friends. And, you know, if you've been to a big Duke game or a tournament game, those guys were in the stands. You know, every player who's ever played for Duke knows coach's friend Mo, you know, and Mo was at the very last game. They're these guys who've been around forever. You know, like when Coach K would fly on a private jet into Chicago to go visit a recruit, like Mo would be picking him up at the private airport in his Saturn. You know what I mean? So, like, Coach K has always had, he always had his sort of very fancy new life, but he never lost touch or lost faith with his old one. And I had no idea. He just, you know, he sort of seemed like an emperor to me from afar. So I thought those things were surprising.
You've spent a lot of time with a lot of, like, people that seem almost untouchable. Michael Jordan, Mike Krzyzewski, you know, to a lesser degree, Conor McGregor. Is there anybody out there that, you know, you go, I'd like to spend real time with this person and eventually write their story as well?
I mean, Roy McIlroy, LeBron James, maybe. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, a lot of people, I was totally, you know, as you are, you know, there are a lot of people who are really, really interesting. You know, but definitely, you know, I'm really into Rory McIlroy right now because I think that guy is, I think there's a lot going on in his head, and I'd be interested to know about it. So if anybody's got an in with Rory, please let me know.
I'm wrapping up here with Wright Thompson. A night at the Rendezvous with Wright Thompson tomorrow night, 6 to 8, $45. Tickets available, eventbrite.com. Last thing before I let you go, you created a television show called True South. I believe it's now completed 4 seasons. You've done episodes in Memphis, Oxford, Nashville, Birmingham, Athens, New Orleans, Shreveport. For folks who maybe haven't seen it, explain the concept to them and then tell me what's next for True South.
So, yeah, we've done 4. We just signed up to do 3 more. It's a show. John T. Edge, the food writer, is the host, and I'm the executive producer. I think executive producer is a old Latin phrase. It means takes credit for other people's work. But we have a great time. We go to a different city, and we pick 2 restaurants, and we write about – I'm sorry, write. Yeah, you can tell I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. We make a TV show about those 2 restaurants. And then we have a middle act, which is sort of thematically about the way those restaurants talk to each other. So, for instance, when we went to Memphis, we went to Pop's Hot Tamales in Orange Mound, and we went to Miss Gurley's, the soul food restaurant. And, you know, we talked about how, you know, Zandria Robinson, who's was a professor at Rhodes and is now at Georgetown, you know, she talks about how you can't really see Memphis until you see Mississippi. And so you see the urban-rural interplay that, you know, one of her books is called This Isn't Chicago. And, you know, that Memphis is so connected to Mississippi. And so we had Hot Tamales, which is very much the food of the Delta and of, you know, the sharecropping Delta. And then we had Miss Gurley's, which is very much the food of Memphis and of today. And so it was a way to talk about the past, present, and future of Memphis. And plus, we got to hang out with 8-Ball at MJG, which was great. Seriously, driving around Orange Mound and going over that car wash with 8-Ball at MJG, like, that is high on the list of coolest stuff I've ever done.
It was a tremendous episode, and it's available for anybody to stream at any time at ESPN+. Plus. So if you've got an ESPN+ Plus subscription, you can go check out True South, including the Memphis episode. That is Wright Thompson, New York Times best-selling author. A Night at the Rendezvous with Wright Thompson. It's going to be tomorrow night from 6 to 8. Tickets are $45. It's going to get you draft beer, soft drinks, cheese and sausage, ribs, shoulder, chicken, beans, slaw, covers tax and tip. Great meal. It'll be a great conversation. You can purchase tickets at eventbrite.com. Just go there, do a search for Wright Thompson, and it'll pop right up. Brother, I appreciate you being here. I hate that I'm not going to be able to be there tomorrow night, but we'll get together real soon, I promise.
Can't wait to see you. Y'all have a great rest of the show and have fun in Los Angeles. Love to your wife.
All right. Love to yours. I'll see you, baby. That's Wright Thompson from ESPN, New York Times best-selling author. Should be a great event. Like when he texted me about it a few weeks ago, maybe a little more than a month ago, and he was like, yeah, June 10th. And I was like, it's not 100% sure we're going out of town on June 10th, but it's looking likely that we're going to be out of town on June 10th. So I won't be able to be there tomorrow night, but if you're looking for something to do, it should be a great event for fathers, sons, fathers, daughters. You know, it's sort of, I don't think an accident that it's this close to Father's Day that he's doing this event. So you can go check tickets, eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. We come back, turn our attention to the NBA. Game 3 of the NBA Finals went to the Boston Celtics. The crowd was cussing at Draymond. It's quite a scene inside TD Garden. And LeBron James has made it clear someday he wants to own an NBA franchise. He's already got the city picked out. We'll get into that next. You listen to Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Nobody protects you from mayhem in Memphis like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What up, world? This is your boy, Kevin Hart, a.k.a. the comedic rock star. And guess what? I'm coming to a city near you with my new tour, Reality Check. And we are adding shows, doing it big. Brand new hour material, big laughs, big energy. Make sure you're in the building. Don't miss your chance to get your tickets.
Don't miss Kevin Hart, Reality Check Tour at FedEx Forum, Friday, October 21st. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m.
Go to KevinHartNation.com now.
Regents Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. Saturday, June 11th, Live at the Garden welcomes Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time.
Don't miss Steely Dan, Live at the Garden.
Hey, come back to you.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lilly Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your best man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my then. See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat?
Goat body.
All you rap sound like me. Can't tell who is who. You got no real identity. Can't tell you from you. Price went up.
Yeah.
Angel investor.
Yeah.
Price went up. Angel
okay,
investor.
Okay.
I'm not okay.
Not okay.
Think the good is not okay.
Do-de-da-do-de.
Okay, okay. It's not okay.
I'm not okay.
Think the good. Get out the way.
I shouldn't say that. No trust any and any man. Free them and my play along. Watch how them a sing my song. Suddenly them turn a fan. EM with precision. Fin number one position. Write the plan. Write me wrong. And look now I'm the boss in charge. Used to talk.
Memphis is known for its barbecue. The only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. That's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a seven-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, obviously, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying. But I hope you realize that Memphis Barbecue Company is a lot more than just barbecue. You don't have to want barbecue, be into barbecue. to go to Memphis Barbecue Company. They got a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. You can get any of it at Memphis Barbecue Company. I promise, even if you don't dig barbecue, you're going to dig something on the menu. You can look at it. MemphisBBQCO.com. MemphisBBQCO.com. From Memphis, it's easy to get to. Just take 55 south to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week. Schedule a pickup order online. That's MemphisBBQCO.com. MemphisBBQCO.com. Jeff Cargill's be here a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back to the big news in golf. But right now, four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Game three, NBA Finals. It was last night at TD Garden. Final score, Celtics 116, Warriors 100. Big Bet Bennett had it, Boston minus 3.5.
How about that?
That's a winner.
That's a winner, man.
It looked like it was going to be an easy winner, and then it was ultimately an easy winner, but that third quarter got a little dicey.
It did get a little dicey, but I mean that tends to happen to Boston, so it's all good.
Yeah, they tend to get overwhelmed in the third quarter, but some of it was just stupid.
It was.
Like, they're playing these drop coverages on Steph Curry, and, like, Al Horford's at the free throw line?
Yeah.
Like, they're putting them in ball screens, and Al Horford's, like, at the free throw line, and Steph Curry's just standing there, just popping, and Klay Thompson doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just wild that it was like, what are you doing? Like, that is Steph Curry. You cannot go into a drop coverage at the free throw line on Steph Curry, for crying out loud. But then, of course, Boston, they just locked them up in the fourth.
Yeah.
Golden State scored 11 points in the fourth quarter.
I'm sorry. Britney Spears is. I'm sorry to interrupt. This took me by surprise. You know, Britney Spears is getting married right now?
Of course I know.
Her first husband has just shown up at the wedding trying to crash her wedding that's going on right now.
Well, I don't blame you for paying attention. That's more interesting than anything I'm saying about Steph Curry.
It just like took me by. I was like, what is happening? It's like police presence at Britney Spears' wedding. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyways.
Okay. So when you say ex-husband, I think of Kevin Federline.
No, the other guy, the weirdo.
Well, this guy has been weird on Instagram and
yes.
Social media, like kind of like crazy looks, drug-induced stuff. Like he's a little unbalanced. I've seen his Instagram post or some sort of social media post where it indicated
something's up.
Yeah, something's not right with that guy.
Damn, man. He tried to crash Britney's wedding.
Hasn't that poor woman been through enough?
I know. She can't have a nice wedding. Come on.
Can't you just let her have a nice wedding?
Damn. I guess they got him.
Yeah, it looks like they did.
Yeah. Anyway, Steph Curry. He's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's really good at basketball.
I bet if he wanted to crash Britney Spears' wedding, he'd accomplish
it somehow. He'd probably just let him in. Steph's a nice guy.
So then the Warriors only score 11 points in the fourth. They lose by 16. And I guess there's some people wondering if Draymond Green is podcasting too much.
I don't think that's it.
Is that a story?
It appears to be. Yeah, it appears to be. I don't think that's it, though. I think he's just not playing great.
Draymond Green has been dreadful in this series in a lot of different ways, but I'm not going to believe that it's because of his podcasting.
No.
I think it's probably just because he's a very specific player, and he struggles in a lot of obvious ways.
I actually respect him for because, you know, he does that after every game. I respect that he does it when they take losses, that he hops right on and is like, I'm still going to do my podcast and talk about the game and talk about what happened. I respect that.
Yeah, well, there was the one question last night. Do you think you're tipping, you know, you're giving too much information on your podcast that maybe Boston can adjust to? And he was like, no. No, I don't. I can't remember the specific thing, but it was like, what did I say on the podcast? I said, we've got to make shots. So I'm like, what? What else? You know, what am I? So no, this is one of those things where, you know, there's a lot of time to fill and people start assigning a lot of things. The truth is they're just playing a really, really high-level basketball team. The Celtics are good.
They're really good. It's why I think they'll win the series, but I'm just glad that this finals is competitive. Like, you know, those last series were tough, and I'm just glad that this is fun.
Yeah, like going into the fourth last night, it was like, we got a basketball game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Boston pulled away in the fourth, but going into the fourth, it was like, all right, series is tied 1-1. We're headed into the fourth quarter, and we've got a basketball game.
Yeah.
This is good. And then, of course, the fourth quarter wasn't that interesting. Unless you're a Celtics fan, you probably loved it. But, you know, and I guess we just live in a world where people overreact to everything. Because I saw this stuff on Twitter last night, too. This series is so over.
Oh, I disagree. Like, I totally disagree.
Yeah, like
I mean, look at that third quarter last night. Like, the Warriors can come out and shoot you out of a game quick.
I think Boston will probably win the series. I think that's probably true. They're up 2-1. They've got home court advantage. They look like the better team. Certainly the younger team, the team with more energy. Jason Tatum just looks big out there. Like, he big boyed Steph Curry a couple times in that game last night. So I think Boston will probably win the series, but do I think it's over? No, it's not over. Game four is tomorrow night.
Story number two.
LeBron James said he is thinking about his post-playing career, and he didn't have much interest in talking on television, because naturally you'd want to know. Do you want to go to TNT, ESPN? Do you want to talk on television about the NBA? Do what Tom Brady's about to do? He said, no, I don't think so. What I'd like to do is own an NBA team. Which he can do, by the way. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, I totally see that happening.
And did you see where he said he wants to own a team?
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
That's happening.
100%.
That is happening. I mean, I could see that happening before Seattle happens.
Every sports league should be in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is amazing.
I've never been.
Oh, it's great.
I've never been to Vegas.
And it's great. I'm talking about don't gamble a penny. It's great.
It's just fun to go hang out.
Some of the country's best restaurants.
Yeah.
The best clubs, the best shopping, the best pools, the best shows. Like the one of the last times I went to Vegas, I swear to God, I don't think I gambled more than $20. We got up and did great lunches, great dinners, great shows. It's just and now they've got all these arenas. You know, you've got MGM Grand Garden Arena, plus the new state-of-the-art basketball arena. They've obviously got the big football stadium now. Like, everything is there. People love – and there's always people in Las Vegas. And so if you take – imagine, like, there's always an NBA game. There's two or three NBA games a week in Las Vegas during the NBA season. You've got tourists there all the time. Like, you don't have to fill your arena up with
like the home team fans, right?
Just be like, hey, we're in Vegas. You want to? Hey, we're in Vegas, and Ja Morant and the Grizzlies are playing here tonight. You want to go see Ja Morant and the Grizzlies? You know, we're from St. Louis. We never make it down to Memphis, but now we're in Las Vegas, and we could go see Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. You want to go do that tonight? A friend texts me, says they also have the best hookers in the country, in addition to the best restaurants.
That's probably accurate.
I think it's probably accurate.
Yeah.
You know? If that's what you're after, it's there.
Yeah.
If that's what you're after, it's there. So there's a lot going on in Vegas. I do think we'll have an NBA franchise there. Eventually, Major League Baseball franchise there. Eventually, everything will be there, and it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it, and perhaps LeBron James will own the NBA franchise.
Story number three.
How about this? Cedric Henderson Jr., son of Memphis basketball legend.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Ced is a legend, yes.
Cedric Henderson. He's been a Campbell fighting camel. He's transferring.
Where's he going?
Arizona.
Oh, how about that? Good for him, man.
Great for him.
Damn. That's a big come up.
That's a big jump. He averaged 14 points, 5.6 rebounds, 1.6 assists this past season for Campbell. Shot 38% from three, nearly 50% from the field. So 6'6 guard slash wing who, you know, shot nearly 40% from three. Like, those guys are valuable. And everybody's trying to fill out a roster. Makes you wonder if he's good enough for Arizona. Couldn't have kept him home.
I know they need players.
They need players.
Yeah, good ones.
So a young man from right here in Memphis, whose father is a Memphis basketball icon, going to be playing for the reigning Pac-12 champions next year, Arizona. Congrats to him.
Story number four.
Penny Hardaway was out at TPC Southwind this morning. Mark Giannotto caught up with him and talked to him about a number of things, including the state of his roster. And the way it was written by Mark is, you know, if you go into the season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.